time is 9:05. Let's make it happen.
I'm with you.
Well, let's just cut down on the discussion.
Lee?
Can't say anything.
Lee, you're going to have to be
cut it short,
concise. I'm getting the let's wrap it up.
Two word answers.
Just do it.
Do it right. Do it right. As long as it takes, do it right.
I don't know.
Is there a note? You're fine. Is there enough space?
I don't know. I'm getting pretty fat.
That's not
what I would have been easy school.
That's not what I meant.
I
wait
for
you
to say it, but
yeah.
They do pay me overtime for all that.
What's that?
I said they do pay me overtime for all that.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, that's nice. They better.
Oh, man.
Sweet Julie.
We have to all look at her when she comes in.
Dear God, Julie, hurry up.
She's talking with somebody in the hallway. What's going on?
Oh, no.
He dropped it in his drink.
Yeah, I was just thinking. Is it? Should he be attending this?
It's international time
now. Oh, yeah, that's not good. Can't imagine what this bill will be for him.
You got me?
Yep, gotcha.
Okay.
Perfect timing.
I don't know what happened there.
That's
all
right. I don't know what happened. I get cut out.
We do.
Keep your phone away from the drink, Steve. Okay, ready? Okay, here we go.
You know
okay.
It.
Okay, go ahead.
Reconvene this assembly meeting at 8:23. Item number 12B. Credit card processing fees for larger utility payments. Do you want to discuss that? Tell us what's going on there, please.
Lee Burgess, 8.5 miles Movia Highway. So as the previously shared memo explains, in December, the borough began accepting online utility payments by credit card and e-check. We use a module that's sort of an add-on to our utility billing software, so it's all integrated with the utility billing work that's done here at the finance department. And they partner with an actual credit card processing company called JetPay. The borough elected at the time, which is consistent with its past practice, to absorb credit card processing fees for payments that are made online. Including automatically. Previously, we had a credit card processor that would basically charge us in our bank statement for credit cards that were swiped physically at City Hall, which previously was the only way that someone could pay their utility bill with a credit card. When we were setting this up, the credit card processing company, JetPay, asked what credit card transaction limit we had and would like to apply to their software for processing credit card transactions, and I explained we didn't have one. And he said, oh, really? Well, you might want to think about starting to have one. And they suggested $500 and $1,000, I think, were a couple of common credit card transaction limits that companies that accept credit cards usually implement. The reason they do this is because you pay a 2.2% credit card fee for every dollar that you process. Mm-hmm. Conversely, if someone were to pay by e-check, which is a similar type of setup online, the cost is 75 cents. So for larger payments that are made by credit card, you're paying 2.2% of whatever that payment is. With e-checks, you're just paying 75 cents regardless of the size. I didn't give clear direction for JetPay to implement that transaction limit, mostly because there had never been any such limit. And there were numerous customers that sort of routinely would probably pay by credit card, and I think there are a lot of the same customers are still doing that. Since then, I've been contacted numerous times by the credit card processing company with encouragement to start using a cap. And I think I'm surmising that part of the reason could be because when the transactions are sort of in a pending status and they're waiting for confirmation to clear the transaction, they may incur some sort of a charge. But the main entity that incurs the cost is the city's utility funds. Those fees are absorbed, and they always have been, but we've been encouraged to start using a cap. customers who then couldn't pay their bill by credit card because the size exceeded $1,000, as is being recommended here, would have the option to instead pay by e-check, in which case the cost to the city would be 75 cents. Also enclosed with the memo was a list of recent credit card transactions in excess of $1,000 and the associated fees that the city has absorbed, as it would have in the past. So that was for consideration for those customers that would be affected by this.
Yes. Any questions?
You might want to state for the public what those fees are for those individuals or those businesses that exceed that $1,000 cap.
So there is no fee that any customer will pay for paying with credit card. The difference is that they won't. The city absorbs a 2.2% fee. So, for example, if there's a large organization that has approximately a $10,000 utility bill, which sounds outrageous, but when you're dealing with a large facility, the electric and whatnot and water and sewer can add up to that. If their bill was $10,000 and they pay with a company credit card, they're able to probably receive credit card benefits such as airline miles. The city would therefore pay $200 for that one customer's bill, in that example, approximately.
Can we state the amount last month that the city absorbed as an example for the public to know?
The cumulative amount is like $2,300.
Well, that's what I was asking. Can we state that? Yeah, $2,274 last month.
I wouldn't want to name any individuals.
No individuals, but the total amount of fees that the city absorbed last month based on bills over $1,000 was $2,274.47. That's not a small drop in the bucket.
Only for those customers whose bills exceeded $1,000. Now, obviously, we have hundreds more customers whose monthly bills are usually under that. And this is for...
Those Mexican lines.
And point of clarification, that was encompassing 2 months' worth of payments. So as you see in the list, there were January and February payments in there. But that adds up, nonetheless. Yeah. And... So it's both with the encouragement of the processing company, who may, by the way, elect to request to raise the credit card processing fee if, in fact, they're losing money on the lack of our transaction limit. But that's me speculating that could happen in the future if we were to insist on no transaction limit.
And for those businesses that are over that amount, the e-check, is it the process just as easy as using the credit card?
Yeah, so it would involve the customer getting online as they did to set up the automatic payment by credit card, and instead setting up the payment option to pay by e-check, in which case they would include the checking or savings account number and the routing number the way that we would have previously to process those.
So I don't see any negative to this.
If I may, the one thing that would be a downside would be for those customers that previously enjoyed being able to make those types of payments by credit card, because they may, you know, that may reduce the number of credit card type benefits that they're able to redeem. So they may be able to fund their entire travel budget on the airline miles they might get if they charge an Alaska Airlines credit card.
So this, like the school district or the hospital, let's say, if they're paying with a credit card and they're using those airline miles to be able to send people to training or on official business with airline miles, that could significantly dip into their number of miles and would have a direct impact on their budget.
I appreciate that, but I guess as our budget gets narrower, I can't see that we should be the ones to help their budget, their travel budget, by paying their fees.
And if I may, credit card companies usually don't offer those benefits for nothing. They usually get a little bit of a cut. So they're making money on people's choice to use their credit cards for large payments like that.
Yeah. So do we need to state anything for this, or is he just giving this to us for information, and do we intend to go forward with this?
What we wanted to make sure is that we didn't make a substantive policy change like this without having a discussion with the assembly and letting you know, because when there's a change like this, often there is comment from the public, and we wanted to make sure you understood what the nuances of that were. So unless there is objection from you, we will move forward with what the finance director's plan is to cap the amount of credit card transactions for utility payments at $1,000.
Any objection?
Okay.
Thank you, Lee.
Thanks,
Lee. Yep. Oh, we're moving on to new business now.
Phew.
Item 13A, proposed ordinance number 942, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, repealing and reenacting Section 3.04.114, nepotism of the Wrangell Municipal Code, the reenacted section to be entitled Employment of Relatives. I'd just like to say that I really like this ordinance because it takes the Assembly completely out of it in any way, shape, or form, which I think is the intent.
Move to approve the first reading of ordinance number 942 and move to a second reading with a public hearing to be held on April
10th,
2018. Second. Moved and second. Any discussion?
No. I don't think we're all ready for that yet. I don't think. Are we?
Did you have something?
Go for it.
No, I guess I don't think I have anything.
You're done. You're saying no. Go for it.
Hold on, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Persanka?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13B. Proposed ordinance number 943, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending chapter 14-.01, general provisions, chapter 14.07, port operations and other services, and chapter 14.11, fees of title 14, harbor and port facilities of the Wrangell Municipal Code, to amend section 14.01.030, definitions, amend section 14.07.013, port development fee, add new section 14.07.014, library fee, and amend section 14.11.00 fee, 5 fee schedule. This is a first reading.
Move to approve the first reading of ordinance number 943 and move to a second reading with a public hearing to be held on April
10, 2018.
Second. Moved and second. Any discussion? Hold on, please.
Assembly members Persanka?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13C, proposed ordinance number 944, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, adding a new chapter 11.170 ATVs to Title 11, Vehicles and Traffic of the Wrangell Municipal Code. This is a first reading.
Move to approve the first reading of ordinance number 944 and move to a second reading with a public hearing to be held on April 10th, 2018.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Yes.
Yeah, under prohibited areas of operation, section 11.70.021, I thought we probably should include hospital campus. They have school grounds as not operating the ATV recreation areas. I think we should, if we phrase it hospital campus, I think that will include the old hospital area and the new one.
Well, technically, the new area. Well, right now you can't go by the new hospital or the old hospital, anyways.
I know, because it's on Bennett Street.
Right.
Right.
But the other one is not on Bennett Street,
Although you can't get to that, can yes, you
yes,
can.
Yes,
yes, you can. Yeah,
yeah, and you could do wheelies around there.
I think it's appropriate to have it in your ordinance.
Okay, so if you won't object, can we call it hospital campus, or hospital dash clinic campus, or
medical facilities campus?
Okay.
So
discussion here for a second here.
Yeah,
the only problem I have with that is that the this was brought up with the chief. He feels that because we have like three or four older gentlemen right now that use ATVs to do like a wheelchair.
Oh, to go transport.
Yes. So if you take that out of there, they're not going to be able to drive up to the clinic or the hospital to do what they have to do. So I don't. When you first said it, I thought, oh, yeah, that's a great idea. But then I'm thinking, the older gentlemen that are using those right now, I think you're going to take that away from them.
But,
Drew?
The campus is private property anyways, so if they became a nuisance driving around there, all that facility would have to do is call the chief and say, can you please remove these people from the property?
Yeah, because it does talk any other private property.
Yeah.
Well, and also says without prior permission of the borough.
Yeah.
So I think they'd be covered.
Yeah, if they had an appointment, I think that would probably. Yeah.
They're certainly not going to be doing wheelies through the parking lot anyway, so I think we're fine.
Any further discussion?
So is that a yes on adding it or no?
Well,
it sounded like it was a no.
I would say nay.
I would say nay.
Oh, okay.
Just because I feel that it's going to, I don't think you're going to have a problem with the hospital areas anyways, except for the people that are going to go there for an appointment.
Although they are nice, smooth roads.
I'm totally right by way to go to the hospital for an appointment.
I'm going to have to, I don't want to make a burden on the older population that it's actually that I've actually targeted on this thing, to be honest with you.
Let's wait and see if there's a problem. We can always amend it.
Okay.
Yeah. And I will say that Chief McCloskey did say that if there were areas that private property or even like public property or whatnot saw that there were areas of concern, they could put up signs.
Post signs.
So that was his suggestion. Or we could look at changing the code, you know, once we need
to. That was part of my explanation too, was usually hospital areas are quiet zones.
Any further discussion? A vote, please.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13D, proposed ordinance number 945, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the minor offense fine schedule in Chapter 1.20, general penalty of the Wrangell Municipal Code. This is a first reading.
Move to approve the first reading of ordinance number 945 and move to a second reading with a public hearing to be held on April 10, 2018.
Second. Been moved and second. Any discussion? Over, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13E, proposed resolution number 03-18-1401. A resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, providing for the amendment of the job description for the electrical utility superintendent and providing for an effective date.
Move to approve resolution number 03-18-1401, providing for the amendment of the job description of the electric utility superintendent and providing for an effective date.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
Assembly Assembly members, Prasanka?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13F. Proposed resolution number 03-18-1402. A resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Greenville, Alaska, accepting the State of Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, ADEC, Municipal Matching Grant, number 91722, in the amount of $696,415 for the Water Mains Replacement Project and amending the fiscal year 2018 budget in the Water Plan, authorizing its expenditure.
I move to approve resolution 03-18-1402, accepting the State of Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation Municipal Matching Grant number 91722 in the amount of $696,415 for the Water Mains Replacement Project and authorizing its expenditure.
Second.
Who seconded that? Okay,
Larrabee. Let's go. They moved the second. Any discussion? Yes?
I'd like to know if the water leak detectors are in town.
Yes, yes. I don't have any other update but that, but as of the 26th, yes.
No word.
I did see Mr. Rooney at the grocery store, and he came in. He said that they've had a couple of nothing major. Yeah. So.
But they have found a couple of leaks.
Well, they just said a couple, but nothing that would be the spike that we've seen the loss. So, but
well, the number of them can add up.
Yeah, and so there are some locations that Mr. Rooney had said that they were going to go back to after they went through the whole, which I believe Amber had stated that they would go back through it. So they're making notes and doing that. So.
Yeah.
Lisa, what's the cost to having these guys in to do the leak detection? Do you recall?
Well, it's right around $5,500, I think.
Is this something that we should consider doing on a more regular basis as they are, it's so difficult to schedule them out?
Well, I think that depends on if we decide to move forward with a distribution metering system.
Okay.
If we don't do that, I mean, obviously that's at a significant cost, then I would say, especially if we see spikes in anything, we would wanna do more regular leak detection, yes. If we move forward with a distribution metering system at some point in the near future, then we would know where there's an issue and we would be able to pinpoint a problem much more accurately and quickly.
Yeah. Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13G, proposed resolution number 03-18-1403, a resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, accepting the State of Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation loan from the Alaska Drinking Water Fund, previously authorized in resolution number 08-14-1299, in the amount of $542,249. For the Water Mains Replacement Project and amending the fiscal year 2018 budget in the Water Fund, authorizing its expenditure.
Move to approve the resolution 03-18-1403, accepting the State of Alaska's Department of Environmental Conservation, Alaska Clean Water Fund loan, previously authorized in resolution number 08-14-1299 in the amount of $542,249 for the water main replacement project and authorizing its expenditure.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 14, attorney's file. It's available for assembly review in the Borough Clerk's office. Item 15, it is executive session, and we have none. Item 16 is adjournment at 8:46.